If you want to maximize your program and make even more with your preschool, listen to today's Preschool All-Stars story. Last time we spoke with Natalie Encarnacion, she was still working her full-time government job, and she had just started her online preschool. Fast forward to now, she quit her job and is in full-time preschool mode. She not only has a local and online preschool, but she does elementary before and after school clubs too. Listen in to discover how you can add before and after school clubs to your program as well. As mothers who need to add money to the family budget, we thought we only had two options. Get a job and put our kids in daycare, or start a home daycare. But what if there was a third option, a better way that would allow you to create a consistent income and make a difference in children's lives while still staying home with your kids? I'm Joy Anderson, and this is the Preschool All-Stars podcast, where I'm going to share exactly how myself and thousands of other moms have created successful preschools so you can do the same. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Preschool All-Stars podcast. I'm Bethany Johnson, and I'm rejoined today by Natalie Encarnacion. I'm always worried I'm not going to get that right. How are you doing?
You got it. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm super excited to catch up with you. Last time I spoke with you was like 9 months ago, I think, almost. Can you give us a little idea for the people who missed that episode, just where you were last time we spoke?
Last time I was rocking the online preschool. I was in person. I had my distance learners and I was still working my full-time job and just hustling and getting it done.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. And now you are?
Now I've quit my full-time job about 3 months ago now.
Yay.
I quit. Yes. So excited. And I've just been working my business.
Yes, so you're making it happen. That's the dream, to quit the other job and be able to jump right in with this. That's so exciting. Okay.
Yes.
So you are you in person or online?
So I've been doing both, but in the summer I did in-person summer camp with some of my online preschoolers.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yes. So that was,
I always wanted my online kids to come in person and that didn't happen. So that's awesome. I did get to meet one of them. Her mom messaged me and was like, I have some extra outside play toys. Do you want to come pick them up? So I got to meet one of them in person, which was exciting, but that's exciting. Okay. So what are your in-person classes looking like right now?
So right now I'm doing in-person preschool on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. And I actually have a before and after school club for the elementary students.
Ooh, what do you do in the club?
Well, I had to pivot a little bit. These, not all of them, but most of them are the students I was teaching last year when it was virtual school.
Cool.
So now they're in person, but the parents begged me. They're like, we need them to come. You know, they still want to come. And so I opened up for before and after school club. So I have different kids in the morning and they actually come at like 7:15 a.m.
Okay.
Before school.
Okay.
And then I have some in the afternoon in addition to my preschool class.
So are they all in kindergarten?
No, the youngest is actually first grade and the oldest is a sixth grader.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then do their parents pick them up and drive them to school?
I put them on the bus right outside my house.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and, super convenient.
Yeah. But the after school students, their parents, a lot of them are teachers and they'll come and pick them up. Yeah.
Perfect. That works out perfectly. Okay. And how many is your in-person licensed? Or unlicensed?
Yes. Licensed. I've been licensed for over a year now.
Okay.
So I got my license before I started.
Okay. And how many kids do you have in the local class?
So I have 8 students total, but I have 1 preschooler coming in person. And then I have my before and after school club.
Okay. And then online, what do you have?
I have not opened online yet. I tend to open that come late November, early December.
Okay.
So I will open online, but I'm trying to restructure. I'm in year 2 now. So I'm trying to tailor things kind of to where I want to spend my time. So I'm starting to gear towards arts and crafts enrichment classes.
Ooh,
so
fun.
So I'm playing with my class structure before I pull up online again. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing with that. Do I want to do what I did last year and do traditional preschool classes, or do I really want to niche them down to the STEM-based arts and crafts activities? So that's what I'm working on now.
Oh, that's fun. That would be a lot of fun to just do arts and crafts activities.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be super fun. Okay. So how much are you charging for your local and your before and after school program?
So for the local preschool, for 2 days a week, it's $200 a month, and three days a week would be $300 a month.
Okay.
And then for before and after school club, it's pretty much like $20 a day, or $10 for before, $10 for after. So if they come part-time, it's like $200 a month per kid. And then if they came for both the before club and after club, it'd be $400 a month. Nice, okay, clean numbers.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And what do you do with them during that time?
It varies. I always like to, take interest from the children. So right now, like one of like the young kids, a first grader, he really loves my balloon twisting. So that was my pandemic, art that I picked up, was balloon twisting.
Oh,
so
that's fun.
Teaching him a little balloon twisting. Lots of games. I'm a huge fan of nature and playing outside, and we just bought a bigger house and we have a huge yard. So
nice.
I try to encourage, while it's still semi-warm outside, I'm like, we are outside playing, running, doing arts and crafts outside, things like that. So this week it's all about Halloween though. So lots of pumpkin crafts and all that stuff. Halloween parties, lots of fun.
Awesome. That's so exciting. Yeah. I'm so happy for you that you're doing you're doing it all now, and you don't have to worry about the other job. You're just focusing on the business now.
Yes.
So how has that changed your life? I mean, obviously in so many ways. Like from this time, last time we spoke until right now, what's the biggest change for you?
Well, my stress level has gone down significantly.
Good.
Significant. I got an extra 50 hours back in my week by not having, so not as many late nights, not as many weekend hours. My goal with the business is to work extremely part-time while still bringing in a full-time income. And I'm doing that.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm kind of playing with my classes. Cause I'm like, I don't know if I want to have my traditional model of four full preschool classes. I enjoy working with a couple students at a time.
Yeah.
It just preserves my energy. I'm meeting my financial price points that I put out there for myself. So I don't feel the push to fill that class because we're just having so much fun.
Yes. Girl, this is seriously, I feel like talking to all of, like in these re-interviews, these follow-up episodes, this is what we're all saying. We're all saying, like trying to figure out the best way, like what we need to balance our, once we figured out the money thing and we're making what we're okay making, then can we pull back and just, do we have to be going all the time? We don't have to be going all the time. No. Figure out exactly what makes you happy. Yeah. Like if we can make our time that we are working the best time, like really solidify exactly what we want to be doing in that time that we're working, then we won't have to be working all those other hours. We could just do exactly what we wanted to do, like hone in your program and make it exactly what you need to. That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. I love having the extra time. I still have my 2-year-old at home and she participates in the preschool classes and she's just like acing everything. She's like a little genius. So she's, enjoying the preschool classes when she's not napping. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so relaxed. I had played with the idea of year two. I was like, okay, I had a teacher lined up. I was going to hire a teacher and really build out these classes. And then I decided, I was like, I'm just not ready for hiring. Like, I don't want to do that work yet. Like, I think I'm going to take another year.
It's a lot of work.
It's
a lot of work.
Yeah. It's like, I just want the ease of like just teaching it myself. I'm like, the money's where I need it to be already. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think I'm just going to relax and enjoy this until maybe the fall. And then maybe I'll revisit that. Cause I'm like, I just don't feel like being somebody's boss right now.
Girl, I hear that. Being somebody's boss is so hard. It's the hardest role I've ever done. It's so hard.
Yes, I've managed before and I love managing and training people, but I'm just enjoying an easier life right now.
Totally. I really like look up to the few bosses I've had in my life who were like really great bosses, you know, like I feel like a lot, you don't get a really great boss all the time. And most of my bosses were not really great, but I did have a few who were really great. And being a boss and knowing how hard it is and wanting to be a great boss and like sometimes feeling like I'm failing at that, or like it just makes me appreciate the bosses I had who were amazing and they were able to support all of their employees while also keeping everything running. And because it's hard, it is hard.
Yes, so much to think about. So easy. Yeah. And it's, you know, it really is not easy to, you know, support yourself and then manage a team. So I'm like, you know, you really got to be in the headspace for it. I'm like, I think I'm going to coast another year.
Totally. Do it. Do it. You deserve it. We hustle and now you get to relax a little bit and enjoy everything you built. Yeah, totally. Yes. What was your full-time job? Remind me.
I was working for the federal government in security and investigations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah. You were hardcore. Yeah. Yeah, that's hardcore. Okay. Yeah. So I'm starting still tired. To ask people. I can imagine. I mean, that just sounds like some TV episode. I just picture you like, you know, like doing all this crazy secret. I don't know. That's in my head. That's what you're doing. Lots of pressure.
Lots of pressure.
So how would you say that that job and that career and that life that you had before carries over and helped you in what you've built now? What aspects of that?
So many, learning how to deal with different people, you know, difficult situations. I spent years doing management systems and structures that has helped me in my business doing systems and structures.
I was in operations. You need to teach me how to do some systems and structures.
I got you. I was in operations for 10 years. It's my superpower. Mm. I love systems and structures because I tend to be naturally an anxious person. So when I have these systems and structures in place, like I don't even have to worry about it. And then my anxiety level comes down and then telling you, I'm not trying to stress. So, you know, you can refine those systems and structures over time, but just even having the basics down, I'm like, oh man, this is great. Like get your lesson planning down to a, you know, a system, make it clean, cut and easy. I mean,
can you teach a class in the preschool all-stars on systems and structures? Can we bring that up to Joy? Because I'm a hot mess and I don't have systems and structures and I need them because I'm also an anxious person and it makes my life a lot more anxious. The fact that I cannot get some systems into place.
Yeah, it's easier than you think. A lot of times we don't trust ourselves to have it. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm so anxious. Like I triple check my stuff and I'm trying to be like, okay, you don't have to triple and quadruple check stuff. Like, you know, you got it. You can check it once and just calm down.
Yeah. See, you're one of those people who already has it together, but you're anxious about it. I'm one of those people who doesn't have it together. So like, I have very good reason to be anxious. And normally when I'm anxious, it's because everything is messed up. You know, like I'm not one of those, like, I'm so anxious, but it's okay. I got an A+ on the test. I'm like, I'm so anxious because I know I bombed that, you know, like that's the difference.
Well, the good thing is that preschoolers are so forgiving. Like if it's a week where it's just I'm tired or something like that. Like you don't really have to lesson plan out everything. As long as you have some materials on hand, you got your curriculum. I mean, I'm still using preschool in the box. I'm still using fundamentals. Like it's already there. Like, I don't do any prep stuff. Like I do it while the kids are here. I'm like, okay, let's print out our worksheets and let's just go practice. Like I'm not doing all that stuff ahead of time.
Totally. Well, now I have a teacher and she does the lesson planning and we kind of just, we're kind of figuring out systems for like differentiating it, you know? So I'm trying to find stuff for some higher level kids and some medium level kids. And so, but she's a lot more organized than I am. So that kind of helps. So like, I'm hoping that, I mean, I know she's like got her own little system. So for next year, we'll have more of this together. So that's good that I did hire someone who's a lot more organized than me because I would have just kept going along like yeah. setting stuff wherever and not having it for next year. Cause that's what I do. So that's
what we I need do. A team up then. I'll help you with systems and structures yeah. and you can hire some teachers for me.
Oh my gosh. Don't make me hire any more teachers. It was so hard. It was so hard.
I believe it. I believe it. 100%.
Yeah, totally. Yep. Oh my gosh. Okay. So what's the biggest thing that you've learned this year?
Gosh, the biggest thing, protect your peace.
Protect your peace. You know, I like that.
Protect your peace and always have your vision in mind. Sometimes it's easy, you know, you get that imposter syndrome and you're like, oh my gosh, yes. this person has like 1,000 students. This person has 500 students. And then I have to sit back and think, and I'm like, but you don't want 1,000 students mm-hmm. or 500 students. You don't even want to hire right now. So
yeah,
you
totally.
Have what you can manage, you know? So it's always like the grass is always greener kind of thing, but
yes.
you know, protect your peace and rest in what you're doing and meeting your own individual goals that you have for your own business. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is going to want that $1 million business because I don't want to work that hard.
Yeah. Absolutely. Totally. Yeah. And yeah. I think imposter syndrome is such a big thing with, in the group, or it could, I think it is with new mm-hmm. people coming into the group because they're like, I don't know how to, I can market myself. I'm not a teacher. You know, I don't think people are going to want to take class from me from whatever. And like, that's like that imposter syndrome is, I see it a lot in the group.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get past. I mean, in almost every, new job I've tried, I feel like I've had imposter syndrome mm-hmm. and I absolutely yeah. have it about being a business owner still, you know, like I feel like do. We're yeah. working through that every day. Like, no, I built day. This. I do deserve to be here because I did mm-hmm. it. I did this myself. And, you know, while we're learning along the way, we're, you know, we have just as much as long as we have the drive, we have just as much a chance, you know, and the reason to yeah. be here, but getting over that is a lot.
Yeah. And a lot of the, you know, new group members that come in, they also forget the training you're getting from Joy
right.
is teaching you how to be a exactly. preschool teacher.
That's you're why not they're here. A fate.
That mm-hmm. is preschool training. That exactly. is your preschool education. She mm-hmm. was a preschool teacher. It's a preschool education company exactly. that's giving you training. You are trained to be a preschool teacher.
Exactly. She has preschool university.
Hello.
That has like everything.
Those are training yeah. hours. I mm-hmm. use those hours, that certificate in preschool in a box for 15 hours. I use mm-hmm. that for my licensing.
Oh, you can use it for licensing?
Yes. When you need what? Your hours, that is directed training. They're teaching you all about how to be a preschool teacher, how to meet mm-hmm. educational standards, how to structure your business. When you're licensed and you take those classes
yeah.
through your licensing agency, they cover that too. Like, it right. totally passed.
Absolutely. I didn't even think to use that for licensing because I yeah. feel like they have like a list of approved classes that we mm-hmm. take. So I have to look
mine
into that.
Mine was fine. Yep. I was put it on there for my first year and wow. she's like 15 hours. What's that? And I'm like, here it is. They're like, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my mark. Gosh. Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'm totally going to do that. Cause I still have Bowl like by fall 20 summit. Hours.
Yeah. All those trainings that we attend, like it's really teaching us how to be good, effective, yeah. you know, early childhood educators. Use mm-hmm. those hours. So
that's
I
very
count
true.
Them
that's a really good point. Issue. That's a really yeah. good point. When people come in feeling that imposter syndrome, like they're mm-hmm. here to learn all the stuff that they don't know how to do. That's why we're in the group.
Yeah.
Good point.
Exactly. Good point. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So, I mean, I know you're chilling right now and enjoying it, but do you have do you have a big plan in the next 5-10 years, or are you just enjoying it right now? And
I am. So right now that I'm a full-time business owner, I don't have my cushy government job. Right. Mm-hmm. So I could rest easy kind of in that income.
Yep.
So now all my income comes from my business. So now what I'm doing is building out legs to the table that is my business. I'm building out,
love
you know,
it.
Trying to diversify and build it out. So I'll have my in-person classes, which I have, you know, the two, the school agers and the preschoolers.
Yep.
I will go back online this winter once I really clarify my vision for what those classes are. Mm-hmm. And then I want a product under my business. So I'm actually about to launch my arts and crafts subscription kits. that are coming out. So I wanted a product that's free of classes, lower cost product for those who maybe can't invest in preschool classes. So it's just something very easy for parents, get this monthly kit at a low cost and do these crafts with their preschoolers.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
Based. Yeah.
I love that. And I love that. Yeah. I'm another thing that I keep hearing from these follow-up episodes is that everyone is starting something like that. Like Miranda's mm-hmm. starting a curriculum.
Yes.
You're starting an arts and crafts yep. subscription. Like, that's awesome. I love that. Yeah. This is so
diversify cool. your incomes. Mm-hmm. Never put all your eggs in one basket anyway.
Totally. And,
I have so many interests. I can't right. just put them all in one. So I'm just, you know, as I'm taking a break and still doing my classes, I'm trying to think, how do I want to spend my day now that I have 50 extra hours a week?
And this is the dream, girl. This is literally the dream, making money and yeah. having free time to enjoy your hobbies and your interests. And then turning your hobbies and interests into money makers as well. This is literally the dream. Oh my gosh.
I was seriously working. Okay. Normally I was working like 45, 50 hours a week. Mm-hmm. I worked that a month now, a month, and I make a full-time income in my business.
That is just the coolest thing. That's the cool. Yeah. You know what I've recently started now that I have a teacher and I'm also working less is voice acting classes.
I wanted to do that, but
yeah, that's so awesome. You can actually do it at the voice acting school. They have Zoom in lessons.
Wow.
But yeah. And so one of the big things that I was talking to the teacher about is e-learning and like for children mm-hmm. and even things like being the voice of like children's toys, you know, stuff like
oh
that.
Oh my gosh. You don't think about the toys. No. I always think about the books.
I know. Also books, you know, there's audio books. There's like all these learning apps, all these, even like standardized tests. They have a voice that reads to them a lot of the time. There's cartoons, there's toys. There's so many things. Cause I was like, I'm a preschool teacher. And I used to do a lot of acting and I love, I was like, how can I incorporate? And she's like, well, there's a huge market for children's voice acting. I know. And I was like, whoa, that would be a really cool thing to add to my repertoire. Plus it'd be so cool to have a toy in my preschool to have my voice. And if I'm not in the room and then my kids are like pressing a toy and it's Miss Bethany's voice, that'd be the coolest
thing. I can't wait to see what you do with that. That is so cool. That is so cool, Bethany.
Super cool. So being able to like step aside and have some extra time to actually enjoy some hobbies and learn some new things and get creative with other aspects is like the dream, not to mention the family time. Yeah. I mean, just getting to, I'm not quite where you're at where I'm like, I don't need to add anything more because I always have this push where I'm like, oh, I need to do this and I need to add this I need to add another day and add another class. And it drives my husband crazy, but I want to be where you are and I'm striving to be there. Yeah. I'm striving to be there because busyness as a lifestyle does we do not need to glorify busyness. That's the biggest thing. That's what I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
Don't glorify busyness. Why? Why? Enjoy life. Life is not about work until you die, you know? And I feel like that's how our culture is. Our culture is pushes you towards that. And then
I still talk to my old coworkers. They're like, you're not relaxing, Natalie. You only know one speed. I'm like, crazy, right? I was like, no, seriously. I'm
that's
not
how
crazy
I am.
I mean, it's going to come back. I've just been relaxing for like 2.5 months.
But you're enjoying it.
I'm going to enjoy it.
No, enjoy it.
3 more weeks before I get hyped up again.
Take as long as you want. Take as long as you want. Don't even put a date to it. Just be like, one day when I'm ready, I'm going to do the next thing. But right now I'm going to do all the fun things.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Even Valerie David, who has 350 students in her online class, said the same thing. She's like, I just take my me time. That's one of my biggest things is taking my me time. And I'm like, got
to
be like,
I do have to get better at that. Yeah. If I'm not working, I'm with my kids. So I do need to work more on,
get your me time
by myself, but that will come eventually.
Yeah,
at least the work schedule is getting better.
We're doing baby steps to decluttering our brains and everything. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, I had a great time talking to you and hearing about your you're chill. I love that you're chill. And I love that you did everything that you said you were going to do when I talked to you last time and more. And you are enjoying it. And I love that so much. And I can't wait to hear about your subscription box. Well, before we leave, tell me a little more about that. Is it going to be like a monthly subscription pretty much?
Yep. The subscription model where it's like you sign up, it's a month-to-month subscription. I'm playing with the price point of about $30 a month, including shipping.
Okay.
And it has all the material. So every month would be a theme. So there'll be one themed book. So there'll be one book for the parent to read their child, and then three to four STEAM-based activities to go along with that theme. And then, of course, if there's a holiday or if it's their birthday, you know, I throw an extra because I just love giving presents.
Totally.
I love gifts. I am. I'm so dorky.
Yeah. But yeah, and would it be aimed for preschool age or older kids or both? Preschool?
So initially it's going to be 3 to 5 preschool, just sticking with my preschool business model. But once I master that, I would like to open it up for the older age groups, but I'm trying to stay focused. You know, my brain just wants to do all of it right now. And that's why I get overwhelmed. So I'm like, stay, we're focusing on preschool right now.
Just one step at a time.
One step at a time. It's so hard when you're a creative, right? You just, I'm going to do the 7 to 12 and we're going to build all these robots. And I'm like, let's do our demographic first. Let's take care of our preschoolers and then we can expand from there.
Yeah. I feel like the subscription thing is, that's like growing immensely. I feel like there's a subscription for everything now. Yeah. I get a little subscription or like Montessori type toys for the baby on the Love Everything. And that's great that that's pretty much the only toys I buy because he's 7 months and he's super excited with that, you know? So I feel like that's cool. That's a really great option for parents who are looking to, you know, fit something else in. It's not too expensive and it's something new every week. It's something they can do together, you know, market it as like family fun time.
It saves them time. When I talk to all my preschool parents and I'm, you know, kind of interviewing my neighbors with preschoolers, I'm like, what's your biggest pain point? And they're like, I want to do all these activities, but I don't have time to prep these activities. Right. I don't want to go buy a supply list to do these classes like on OutSchool.
Or even think up things, even think up the project in the first place.
Exactly.
You just want to do it.
They just don't have the time.
I hear that because I'm kind of the same way. I wish I could have like a subscription for every aspect of my life.
Yes. Affordable. Some of them are just like, I'm like, oh my God, crazy. That's just way too much. I'm like, let's bring it down a little bit, make it easy, make it fun. And it's a great way to kind of stabilize some of the business income as well, where it's a consistent, because I love that about online preschool as well. It was like every month that money just filtered right in there. And almost all my families now are on a subscription with me through Stripe. And it's like first of the month, all that money just comes in and my accounting and bookkeeping is so easy because it's all automated. Automate those businesses.
Oh yeah. Automating my billing was huge. Such a big thing. Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not all these checks coming in and you pay a little fee for like, you know, the credit card payments, but it's worth it for clean books, automated. It all goes into my account. It's just so clean and I'm loving it.
Yes. I definitely agree with that. Automate the billing as soon as you can. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with everything, Natalie. You are doing amazing. We'll catch up again next year and we'll see we'll see how it's all come to fruition.
Perfect. Sounds great, Bethany. As always, I enjoy chatting with you.
You too. Enjoy all that free time. Bye.
If you love today's episode, then you are going to love this. I want to give you a free gift in your hands. This is a copy of my book, Start Your Preschool, and I want to get it to you for free. Yes, I said for free. It is a 300-page book. It'll help you learn the step-by-step process to actually starting your local or your online preschool. Every single step that I walked myself through, as well as the thousands of women who've created their own successful preschools, have gone through the exact steps listed in this book. Not to mention, I also share 20 amazing women's stories. So you can see how not only did it work for me, but it works for amazing women just like you as well. I want to get you this free copy. Just go to freepreschoolbook.com or click the link in the description and we'll get it to you today. Again, just go to freepreschoolbook.com and we'll get it right to you.